This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moroccan soldiers and aid teams are battling to reach remote quake-hit towns as the toll rises past 2,800, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Rescue workers dig through twisted metal and concrete to pull out bodies from the town of Wirgan, about 37 miles from Marrakesh. As the bodies were pulled out, locals cried in dismay. The United Nations estimates that 300,000 people were affected by the magnitude 6.8 quake. In Marrakesh, families huddled in squares outside with little more than a blanket for shelter. One local sleeping outside, Yahya Elma, tells the AP,
"Every house here is broken."
Moroccan officials have so far accepted government-offered aid from just four countries, fearing a lack of coordination if too many join the rescue effort. I'm Karen Chamas.
Libya has declared three areas in its east a disaster area due to floods and asked for international help, the Libyan Presidential Council said in a statement on Monday. Deadly storm winds and heavy rain have flooded Libya over the past 2 days. The head of Libya's eastern government said more than 2,000 people had died in the coastal city of Derna and thousands more were missing. The head of the Red Crescent aid group in the region said Derna's toll was expected to hit 250. President Volodymyr Zelensky and his allies urged Ukrainians on Monday to keep their focus squarely on the war effort 18 months into Russia's invasion, an indication that authorities in Kyiv were steeling for a long campaign. Zelensky has long called for greater focus on the war effort and pledged to intensify a crackdown on corruption as part of Ukraine's bid to join the EU. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has left Pyongyang for Russia on his private train, state media reported on Tuesday, with photos showing he is likely accompanied by top arms industry officials, among other diplomats and military commanders. Kim left on Sunday in a trip that will include meetings with President Vladimir Putin, state news agency KCNA said. American officials, who first reported that the visit was imminent, say the discussions are likely to include a possible deal for North Korea to provide Russia with weapons for the war in Ukraine. America is marking 22 years since the September 11th terrorist attacks with a mix of pain, defiance, and admiration. Washington correspondent for the AP, Sagar Magani, reports.
In New York, Anita Juggernaut remembered her dad, who was killed at Ground Zero.
It's the same thing, all over again. It hurts.
At the Pentagon, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley said the nation sent a message after the attacks. It would never bow to terror or hate.
From that day, and every day since.
And in Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 National Memorial Superintendent Stephen Clark praised the passengers who kept the jet from reaching the U.S. Capitol, sacrificing themselves to save the symbol of American democracy.
Ranks among the most courageous acts in American history.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Malawi's president has launched a large-scale crop production initiative known as Mega Farms, aimed at boosting the country's agricultural-based economy and help end persistent food shortages. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Malawi has long faced food shortages at both national and domestic levels each year. This, despite various efforts to boost agricultural production, including the targeted inputs program, in which farmers buy seeds and fertilizer at cheaper prices. According to a report last month from the Famine Early Warning Systems Network, 4.4 million Malawians, representing 22% of the country's population, are facing food shortages. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Colombia, the world's biggest cocaine producer, set a new record last year for the manufacture of the drug and cultivation of the cocoa leaf it's made from, a United Nations report said Monday. Cocoa leaf cultivation was 13% higher than last year in 2021, while cocaine production rose from 1,400 tons to 1,738, according to the UN. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.